Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, we are right in the middle of part two today. We're going to be talking and releasing this prophetic dream from Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And it's so, you know, so prophecy, God is so merciful that we can be like the writer of Malachi speaks and people start saying, well, you know, we're not seeing a difference and we're, you know, we're doing all this stuff and nothing's happening. And, you know, what good is it anyway? But there comes a point in time when God, the cup is full. There comes a point in time when God says, okay, I'm going to deal with it. I mean, even in a natural household, you'll think, you know, you'll see some kids kind of, you know, doing things. And it's like, you know, what's up with the, I guess they're just, and all of a sudden you'll see that father or that mother say, that's it. Knock it off. We're not going to do that anymore. That's what a loving parent would do. Mm-hmm. And we're coming to that point where, you know, God's going to get our attention. You know, he says in Proverbs 1, he said, I would have rather you listen to me and respond to my rebuke, but you didn't. So when you cry out to me in the time of disaster, I'm not going to. Actually, he said he's going to laugh. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. But it's because that's going to bring us to a point of understanding I'm ready to listen. But he said, if you would have listened, I would have shared my heart with you. I would have shared my heart with you. So I want to encourage you. Don't forget there's two parts to this. And the earlier part you can find out at VFNTV.com on the VFN Torch. But this is a dream, prophetic dream that was given to Rick Joyner on September the 19th. And he went straight out to be able to deliver and is an urgent warning that ISIS is in America, that mindset, that spirit, that bitter tree is in America and an uprising. He talked about in our earlier parts of this program, our previous program, across the whole United States and how militias would rise up. And you'll have the worst militias are the far right militias, not the far left, because they take it, they go overboard with it. But there's other people, maybe like your neighbor that says, you know, I'll keep them from coming in your house. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And, or neighborhood watches. You know, we also talked about, and I want to encourage you to go. We have so many things available for you at bfntv.com. We've been preparing for this day, but it's called neighborhood preparedness, loving your neighbor as yourself. It's available there for you and it gets you to start thinking outside the box. We're called to love our neighbor, but do you even know your neighbor? It's important to find out who they are, and I know that when John was in Jersey, he found out his neighbor was actually a sleeper cell for a terrorist, right?
Yeah.
right?
Hello.
Yeah, they got arrested when he found that out. But you got to know, you know, what's taking place, and the society will be outraged. I mean, you think, you know, anyway. So these things are happening just as prophesied, but this dream is talking about it's about to happen. And so we got to prepare ourselves. And so, as always, I talk about, you know, prudent preparation. You need to listen to that. You need to listen to that. And don't forget, all of our partners, those that stand with us, I think it's as simple as $9.95 a month, that you have access to all this stuff. And they're the ones, along with our sponsors, that help make this possible. We just have, together, we're doing this. That's what's happening. So make sure you go to VFNTV today and get that, because you need to think about prudent preparation. How do you prepare for this? I know that there is this whole, you have some people that, you know, think about doing something and think some people that do something, but most people just wonder what happened. And that's the way it works. You know, some people think about making things happen. Some people make things happen, but the most people, they just wonder what happened. Well, that's really a real truth. That's what most people do. They just go, I don't know what to do. This is so bad. So I'm just going to keep going to work. And it's like that at some point, Colleen, that's not going to work. Yeah. And it didn't work if we're Colleen that day. In Oklahoma, because they found out what they were tolerating in the workplace was going to take their coworker's head off. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for this citizen of America who stood up with his gun in the workplace, a supervisor, and took this man out, he would have continued on. Mm-hmm. He tried for another particular lady, according to reports, to stab her as well. This can be stopped if we just turn to God. It's all about if my people. He says, when these things happen, when you see these storms happen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray for turn from their wicked ways, then I'll heal the land. This thing will stop. So we can't make people right. We got to be right at the cross of Christ. We got to say, Lord, here I am. I am sorry. You know, I've sinned against you, and be a follower of Jesus Christ, not somebody who gives a shout out to this Jesus, but doing what he says do, you know, making disciples, being disciple and making disciple. We talk about that all the time. So we're going to go right in here. We're going to pick up. This is Rick Joyner delivering the stream right after he had it. And that's what we try to do, too. We try, as soon as we feel like the Lord is saying it, we want to deliver it right away. And you want to catch the first part of this, which is a whole other broadcast. It's a previous broadcast. You can catch it at VFNTV.com. So let's pick up. This is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about this prophetic dream, this urgent warning that 48 states are being uprising in America, an outrage against the government, and there'll be problems with the far left, far right, but the people on the far right will be more dangerous than the people on the far left. Yeah. And we as Christians, we're supposed to operate within the laws, and we have a segment on the VFN Torch, which is so very, very important. We've been preparing for this. God's been talking about this. This is what it's called. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch. It has a drop-down menu. One of the choices are civil rights and civil Christianity in America. You've got to go and listen to every single segment. Secondly, you need to be able to go to organizers of the night versus organizer of the day and begin to understand how that works, because it's being organized. That's what's going on. It's being organized, and this violence and things is to motivate people to get into the order that whoever's wanting to do this, to do it that way. But if we stay humble before God, we stay faithful to God within the laws of our land, then God will restore, we believe, a third great awakening. We are going to go right into this prophetic dream. Don't forget Amos chapter 3, verse 7. It says, God does nothing until he'll reveal it through his prophets first. In other words, he will speak to us. In Job chapter 33, he says, I'll warn him in his deep sleep, so that his destiny is not destruction, what he talks about. So God does speak in the sleep and gives us dreams. And we know that to be true because we've seen it over and over again in our own lives. But Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and on, he talks about in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and they will prophesy, and he'll speak prophetically in the dreams. And so what we have here, we have Rick Joyner talking about that dream, and we talked about in an earlier program, but this is another deeper part of that dream as he's talking more about it. And we're going to emphasize, you know, on May the 30th, I believe, 2012, Pat and I sat down with even our local sheriff and just wanted to be able to deliver. I want to be able to deliver this word, this prophetic word, and we're going to probably make that available on the VFN Torch so you can see this word. That we knew this day was coming, and whoever your sheriff is so important. And we've been praying for our sheriff. How long?
At least 5 years.
5 years around the nation, people praying 24 hours a day on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And because we know how important it is for our sheriff and your sheriff in your county. But listen to what God said in this dream and what Rick Joyner's interpretation. Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about a prophetic dream that God had given him. And he's talking about it right on September the 19th, right after he had it.
Quick review, and then go a little deeper, talk about some aspects I did not talk about in the other video, and also now start talking about an action plan for this, because it is unfolding, and as I've shared and been sharing, we're in a valley of decision right now. We've got just a few months, I believe, before certain things are set that are just going to happen, and instead of praying and preparing for them not to happen after that, we're going to have to start preparing for them. Okay, they're going to happen. Let's see them lessened. Let's see their impact lessened. I believe we can still, even things that are determined, I think we can pray for mercy, pray for grace. And main thing of all, pray for harvest during this time and pray for the salvation of the Lord to come upon both his people and that they would preach his salvation. And that multitudes would be saved. And that's what I always pray. When we have, you know, a natural disaster somewhere and there are a lot of deaths, I always pray for multitudes to be saved for everyone who is lost. And I believe we can do that. Okay, now I had a prophetic dream, and I'm trusting most of you saw that first video. If you haven't, I'm sure you will. But it was a scheme of the enemy. And I believe we're not to be ignorant of his schemes, but they can be prevented by illuminating them. So my prayer is still that what I was shown does not have to happen. But we'll know very soon if it's going to or not. I think within a few months. Now, what I saw was beyond ISIS, and it was beyond Al-Qaeda. I believe we've had Al-Qaeda bases in South and Central America for quite a while, with the intent of infiltrating and bringing great destruction to America. I believe they've been infiltrating our country for some time. They've been here setting up cells. They're very patient. They think years ahead, not just days, but this has been going on for some time. And I know many who are in positions of authority and all to know this, that do know it and do understand it. But in this dream, I was watching an attack on us, very specifically on a Texas ranch. And now, as I'm sharing and reviewing, I'm adding a few parts as we go along that I didn't share in the last video. I saw a diabolical cruelty that was so extreme that ISIS and Al-Qaeda operatives were shocked, totally shocked, and in some ways terrified themselves at the diabolical cruelty they saw coming out of some of these people coming across our southern border. It was beyond anything ISIS and all done. It was so bad, you would have thought just beheading people was merciful. And I saw it actually frightening and shocking Al-Qaeda and ISIS operatives and other terrorist operatives. This was beyond that. Now, I want to back up a few months and actually into last year when a friend of ours, an Orthodox rabbi from Jerusalem, had a dream, and he emailed it to me. But it was about evil coming up out of the bowels of the earth that was more evil, more diabolical than anything that had been released before. And in this dream, Morningstar was given the wisdom how to deal with it. And a lot of that wisdom that we had came from a Catholic priest. And when he shared that dream with me, I thought of a friend of ours, a Catholic priest, Father Mark. He was the first Catholic priest we ever had to get a doctorate through our program. But he was also, he is a Catholic exorcist. And he was actually a lot of the things that he had been through, a lot of things in his life. One of the Exorcist movies were made to a large degree about things that had happened to him, about his life. And he doesn't recommend, I don't recommend people going to those movies. I don't go to any kind of movie like that. And but anyway, they had taken a lot of experience that happened to him. And I know he's an exorcist, and he has incredible authority over demonic powers. He could go and sit next to people at times and they would manifest, you know, and he could help them, set them free. There are people that have that authority in a special way, and he's one of them. So I called Father Mark, who's from Europe, and asked him if he would come over and speak at one of our conferences. And he agreed to come and speak, and I told him about the whole dream and everything. I said, you've got some wisdom that we need to deal with some kind of ultimate evil that is going to come out of the bowels of hell that the Lord wants us to have. I mean, he's going to give us some wisdom how to deal with it, or wisdom for the body of Christ to deal with this. So Father Mark agreed, and we were all expecting him to recount, you know, episodes with demons and things like that. And he came here, and I thought had the ultimate wisdom. He never mentioned demons one time, did not mention the devil one time, did not even mention hell one time. He preached Christ. He preached Christ, and he was so compelling. I mean, he has a very, you know, gentle style. He was a monk at one time, and he has this incredible devotional life, but it was so compelling. It made you just want to run out of the meeting and run, get with God. And there was just an impartation for knowing and loving the Lord. That is the ultimate wisdom. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Guess what? He's got authority over all the power of the evil one, and he's giving that to us. So we don't have to fear these things. One of the things we get right away, we're not going to walk in fear. I don't care what we see coming. We're not going to respond in fear. We're going to walk in faith. Okay, you know, you can't have a great victory without a great battle. The bigger the battle, the bigger the victory. So I'm looking at this whole thing as an opportunity for an incredible victory for the body of Christ. If hell is being exposed, something's coming out of the depths of hell, and we're going to be faced with it, God must know that we're going to be able to handle this. Okay? But it is going to be shocking, and something we've got to learn not to be shocked. The Psalm 91, where you abide in the under the wing of the Almighty, and his one of the greatest psalms or text in all of Scripture about the protection of the Lord, starts off, you know, if 1,000 falls on this side and 10,000 on this side, we're not going to be moved. And I think we're going to have that kind of resolve, and I think we're going to have it in those kinds of conditions where death is all around. We also see this being the time when Joshua crossed over the Jordan River. And, you know, Jordan River in Scripture often symbolizes death. That's why Jesus baptized there, John baptized there. It empties into the Dead Sea. And it says when Joshua crossed over, it said the Jordan River overflowed its banks all of the days of the harvest. Go read that in Joshua 3. I do believe we're going to see the Jordan, in some ways death, from the plagues like Ebola and everything. We're going to see this happen. We've got to learn to keep on functioning. If 1,000 fall over here, 10,000 are falling over here, we just keep right on doing our job. Reaping the harvest, making disciples, you know, doing everything we can to help everyone.
This is so important because this is what we've been talking about from the get-go when God began to speak. I remember sharing with the local government some of the words the Lord laid on my heart and watching some of the things come to pass, but there was a storm coming, the financial crisis that came. I got a chance to be able to try to share that. And one is that we have to prepare ourselves, and we talk about this in prudent preparation. It's sort of like if you're on an aircraft or you're on the airline, and they say give you the speech that if this air mask drops down, put the air mask on your oxygen mask on yourself first, so that you'll be able to help someone else. Because if you don't take care of putting oxygen on you, you will actually faint, you'll pass out, you won't be there to help anybody else. And so one of the words the Lord had given from the beginning is, you know, you need like 90 days worth of stuff just so you can eat. You don't have to go to the grocery store. But it's not so you can hunker down and protect yourself. It's so that you can be there for people, that you can continue to love people and lead them to God and disciple them and explain to them what's going on this time and understand that, that God is merciful and that God will, you know, provide for them during this time. And we've been talking about that. And so prudent preparation kind of explains that, that we're not trying to, it's not, it's this whole thing is going to shock you. It is not about you. It's not about your marriage. It's not about your family. It's not about your house. It's not about your job. It's not about your country. It's about God, the creator of the universe. This is who this is about. This is about God, and he wants our attention. He loves us. He has a plan for our life, but that's who this is about. And so we have to pay attention and say, you know what, I'm going to look beyond all of this, which means all that could fade away and God's forever. And that the thing is that we're going to spend eternity with God or not with God based on how we respond to him. And God is the main character in this movie, if you want to call it. I mean, he's the main character. You're like, somebody that just has a little side part, you know, just what do you call those background folks? What do you call those guys that come and do something?
Extras.
We're like extras, you know, and we have like this little blip. It's called a vapor, James calls it. And can you imagine inviting everybody to this movie theater? And you're saying, I'm in this movie, you know, I'm in this movie, and they sit down to watch this movie, you know, and you're an extra, and they see the back, right here, that's the back of my head. I mean, that's about how long our life is. Mm-hmm. But we will spend eternity with God based on how we handle that role? Did we say it's a, this movie's about us? Everything is about us and mine and my stuff and my money? Or do we say, you know what? It's about God. And he said that if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, it's going to cost you everything. But it's okay. I've given everything for you. And I will give everything to you. But you're going to have to give up everything. You have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow. This is the truth. This is what Jesus said. So we just have to reboot again and say, you know what? I want to get back to my first love. And what you're hearing here, you're here with Rick Joyner, was sharing a prophetic dream. He's going to continue to share it. We're going to come back from this break in a moment, and he's going to share more about this dream. But he's talking about a physical encounter taking place in America. And understand this, and you can, the things that we're talking about, we try to keep it all up for you, so you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch and listen. It's going to be a physical battle. I mean, even today, believe it or not, there's things going on today in the studio that if I explained it to you, you'd just amazed at what's happening. But understand, when I said twice, I said, and it, I really prepped for it for quite some time, and you can hear the entire segment. I said, it's going to be a physical battle. The second time I said that, power and fiber optics went out across the entire county that the VFN-TV studios are in. I mean, fiber optics and power throughout, you know, spots all throughout the whole county. The second time I said it, and we were operated on battery power, and you could hear me go, well, are we still on?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were operating that point by generator and power, and you're hearing it. It's going to be a physical battle. And we're seeing for Colleen on the 25th, it was physical. These things would, you know, like John was talking about on the earlier program, almost a half a million folks tried to pour over our borders. 480-something thousand. They stopped, and I don't know how many hundred. I don't know. I mean, why are we even letting anybody pour? It's because there is a plan being launched against this nation. I talked about, you know, America's like a ship that's lost all of her ropes. There's no mooring lines. There's holes in them. And I said, what I said was, learn how to swim. You know, at this point, learn how to swim. And these things are happening. And how we swim is we turn back to God and we turn back to the Constitution. And these things, this confirmations, in the very day before we were launched on Christian Television Network, WHBR, God spoke to me in a prophetic dream and he showed me the borders under attack. He showed me them being attacked. He showed me all of our border lines being broken down. He showed me people literally beside themselves. And this is happening. You're not watching a movie. This is not something you're going to go get some popcorn or you're going to watch somebody else do it or you're going to watch 530 folks in Washington, D.C. fix it. We, the people, have to say, you know what? Wait a minute. We're human beings. There's a Constitution here. There's laws here. My neighbor counts. I need to love my neighbor. I need to be here for my community. I need to ask my sheriff, is there any way that I can help out? And we together can be able to walk this out under God's leadership. I want to remind you of the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Darkness does not cast out darkness. Only light does that. And hate cannot cast out hate. Only love can do that. And we have to understand as Christians, we're called to love. We're called to help. And one thing about Dr. King, you can find out, I mean, go to the VFNTV.com, to the VFN Torch, and go to Civil Rights and Civil Christianity in America and begin to learn and imitate those that have gone before us, because you can be legal and should be under the Constitution, and you can stay within the words of God, the commands of God. Dr. King demonstrated it for all of us, including Dr. Avita King just wrote a book called King Rules. It reminds us of what took place with Dr. King and so much more. Let's go right back in, and he's sharing this prophetic dream, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, and it is so timely. And speaking about, notice how the sheriff is talked about right here, and you would have heard me speak about this early on. Your sheriff is going to be one of the most important people in your community for what's about to go through. And we've been praying for ours in our own county for almost 5 years, right?
Right.
5 years, lifting him up by name and just praying that God would give him wisdom and all these different areas, because they're going to be very, very important in these days to come. Watch this.
We're going to see this happen. We've got to learn to keep on functioning. If 1,000 fall over here, 10,000 are falling over here, We just keep right on doing our job, reaping the harvest, making disciples, you know, doing everything we can to help everyone who is under pressure from these things. And that's our job. That's why we're here. We won't stop functioning. But we're going to see that happen. But also the encouraging thing, it says, when the feet of the priest entered that Jordan River, it says, the waters of the Jordan were rolled back all the way to Adam. No accident that little town or city, whatever it was named Adam. We're going to see death rolled all the way back to the garden, all the way back to Adam. We don't fear death. No Christian should fear death. I mean, what can happen to us? Somebody kills us, we go to heaven. So what? It gets better. It gets better. So this is one thing we're not going to walk in fear, okay? But this horde from hell is coming. It's especially attacking the United States. That encourages me. God's not finished with the U.S. If the devil is after us like this, God's not finished with us. We still have a destiny and purpose. Also, and I don't think I shared this specifically in that last video, I saw a very specific directed hatred of Texas and Texans. Now, I'm not sharing this to alarm anybody from Texas, but I saw it being directed there especially, and that encourages me. Texas must have a very important purpose and destiny, as well as Texans. But I saw it over the whole Southwest, this horde coming across, and it was like a plague. It was so huge. I think we're going to be able to deal with it. I think we're going to be able to shut the gates of hell in this case, okay? But I went on and talked about how the great reaction towards our U.S. government, our federal government, because they had allowed this to happen. I believe this is coming. I'm not saying that's the answer. I don't think that is. You know, I think those who are accountable for dereliction of duty, to some even believe it's treason, this is being done to us intentionally. Well, you know, there people have to be held accountable. But I saw an outrage coming against our whole U.S. government. Listen, the answer to what we're doing is to unite. One of the main answers. We are the United States, and we cannot be divided. I'm going to talk a lot more about that in the days to come, but there's some things that need to be corrected. We don't want to see them overcorrected. We don't want to, from a swing that I think has been way too far to the left, and I prophesied that swing coming. I prophesied it back in 1987. But I saw another swing coming, and it was an over, you know, it was a correction back to the right, but the danger was to overcorrect and go to the extreme right. And that's a danger I want to talk a whole lot more about in the future as well. And there are certain foundations that our nation's built on we cannot depart from. Basic liberties, basic freedom of people, and things like that that have been lost in huge ways in recent years, but they will be recovered. They can be recovered. I believe this is going to help wake a lot of people up to that. Okay, and I did, you know, as I shared in the book I wrote, The Harvest, back in 1987, I saw martial law coming for a time. We need to be praying now for who the marshal is going to be, and that it would be somebody utterly resolved to restore the republic, to restore our Constitution, to get the train back on the tracks, and moving again. So now I want to get into a little bit more about what we do to prepare for it. And along the way, I'll sew in a few more details that I saw in that dream. But the main one is what I think came out of that whole experience with the rabbi, our rabbi friend's dream, Father Mark's incredible wisdom he imparted to us there, that is the wisdom of God, Jesus Christ himself. Now, we've got to get closer to him every single day. Every single day. And we can't let a day go by. We can't waste a day anymore not getting closer to the Lord. And now, the way I'm sharing this, and it is my style, I normally do prophecy and teaching, and I'm including some teaching in here, but I'm also including a lot of pastoral counsel. You may have never thought you'd hear those words come out of me, but I actually received a shepherd's staff in a prophetic experience last year. And I'm using it here. I tried to use it in the last program I did some, but I'm using a lot more now. That's why I'm not just sharing pure prophecy, because I think we need to consider the teaching of the scriptures, how it relates, how we respond to these things, but also some pastoral counseling. And but when I tell you we've got to get closer to the Lord, we've got to have that resolve where we will do that every day. We're going to know him better. We're going to read his word. We're going to pray more. We've got to get close to the Lord. We must also come together as the body of Christ we're called to be. Now, I've been sounding this warning for decades. I'm sure you're tired of hearing it from me. But I tell you, as I've been saying for decades, we're now coming to the time. If you're not in your right place in his body, you are going to be in terrible jeopardy. You cannot be rightly joined to the head without also being rightly joined to his body. That is clear in scriptures such as 1 John 1:7. If we abide in the light, it says, as he is in the light, we have koinonia, as some say, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Without that koinonia fellowship, that bonding together, and that's more than just shaking hands once a week. How's your family doing? How's your job? You know, things. This is being bound together to such a degree we're like parts of the body that cannot be separated from the other parts. We've got to have koinonia. And if we're not, we're going to find ourselves increasingly subject to intense darkness. We've got to fortify ourselves in the Lord and in his teaching. Now, one of the things I saw, I didn't share last time, and it was one of the most appalling things of all. I saw a massive turning by every racial group against Hispanics because of the source that this horde was coming from. Now, the Hispanic people have been one of the biggest blessings to our nation for a long, long time. I don't care whether people are here legally or illegally or whatever, though. As Christians, we cannot let this happen to people. We have to defend the helpless. We have to stand for them. We have to be their protectors. We cannot allow this to happen. Racism is one of the ultimate evils. It is the ultimate gate of hell through which death enters. And I think also as Texas, as the United States, were main targets of this attack, I think if the Hispanics become such a target, I saw them being targeted by this horde from hell coming. It's like they were Hispanics, but they were killing Hispanics with a special glee. Now, the only reason that could happen, the only way that could happen is I believe God has a special destiny and purpose on the Hispanic people, especially those in America now. Now, as Christians, we got to resolve. We will not be racist towards any group. You know, there's maybe a tiny fraction of the Hispanics that are coming across are gang members and other things, and maybe even terrorists. But listen, we've got Americans who went over and joined ISIS. We have from probably many different races. And many of them are coming back. It was on the news last night. They're already coming back. We have not closed those borders. They've already been over there, been trained by ISIS, already back in our country. How this is happening, you know, it is bizarre, right? But we've got to fortify ourselves in the fruit of the Spirit, encourage. We will defend our neighbors. We will defend the helpless. And we cannot let this kind of thing attack come against the Hispanic people. Now, I also saw many Americans rising up against Hispanics almost everywhere. almost like they were rising up against the government. I believe our Hispanic neighbors are under terrible threat by what I saw. We can't let that happen to our neighbors. And I'll be talking about that for a long time. We've got to consider if they're under such attack, it's like there's a reason why the devil's been trying to wipe out the Jewish people for centuries, because of their destiny and purpose.
This is so important, you know, understanding that if the devil's attacking your nation, that means that God's not done with your nation. God's not done with Israel, and look how it's under attack.
That's right.
So we need to be able to be encouraged, understand the third great awakening is coming. Get a vision for the third great awakening. Begin to abide with the Lord. We're going right into a prophetic dream that was given the night before, I guess right that night and that day on September the 19th, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, comes on and gives it. We want to deliver it to you so you can have it, because it's about being prepared. And if you're just catching part of this, remember, this is our second program where we're trying to deliver this fully so you can be prepared. Go to the VFN Torch and get all the details on this as well. Well, let's go right into the prophetic dream, Rick Joyner.
Talking about that for a long time. We've got to consider if they're under such attack, it's like there's a reason why the devil's been trying to wipe out the Jewish people for centuries, because of their destiny and purpose. And we've got to, as Christians, recognize if somebody's getting attacked by the devil, then God has a special purpose for them. Okay? We'll talk more about that. I'm recommending, I've done this for our team for a long time, the ordained members of our team to all get chaplains training. We've been joining with Billy Graham Ministries to do this recently. And I tell you, when I first went through it myself, I could not believe how practical and important that training was. First day I'm sitting there, I say, I can't believe I've been a Christian for 30 years and have not done this and didn't know these things. I say, every Christian leader, whether an elder, deacon, pastors, bishop, I don't care what you are, you need that training. And if you don't get it, it's easy to get. We're going to be doing more chaplains training here. We'll you know, help promote others that are doing it all over the country. But you cannot believe how helpful it is and how it can take somebody from being, you know, absolutely helpless in a crisis situation and enable them to not only be proactive, but really effective in disasters. Now, in almost every disaster, it is chaos. Now, we, you know, in our Katrina base, we had people coming from all over the country who were just piling in down, driving their trucks, everything. And thank God for all the stuff they brought, the water and blankets and everything else, wanting to help. But because most of them did not have training, very quickly, they became a part of the problem instead of a part of the solution. I am just recommending all Christians get chaplains training. We'll be talking more about that. You can go on our website. We'll have stuff about it and help direct you to it. Also, being a chaplain, and you get credentials as a chaplain, this gives you special credentials that can connect you with law enforcement, help you to help your sheriffs and other law enforcement agencies, and also, you know, you can become a chaplain of sports teams and hospitals and all kinds of places where you can be really used by God in crisis situations. So I wanted to share just a few of those. And I'm going to be doing a whole lot more teaching, training, and sharing more of the dream that I received. I received another installment a couple of nights ago. Just a little bit more. Gave me a little bit more insight. But this is just for those who understand, may have better understand these things. This source of that which was pouring across our southern border was a concoction from hell. Had ISIS elements, Al-Qaeda elements, other terrorist group elements. They were not the worst parts. The worst evil I saw was rooted in some kind of terrible witchcraft from some of those South and Central American nations. I believe some of those ancient civilizations like the Mayans or whatever that, I don't know, I've got to study this. But there was some kind of evil cruelty that dominated some of those cultures. There's like the ancient spirits joined with all this that was coming. And this was so bad, so evil, so cruel. This was what actually frightened many of the ISIS and Al-Qaeda people. It was just way beyond anything they'd seen. And it is evil, it is demonic, it is supernatural. But this is what I believe was coming up out of the bowels of the earth. But it's had previous, the bowels of hell, but it's had previous manifestations in those regions. You know, I don't know much about it. I haven't had a chance to research that yet. But I will be looking into it. What we've got to do is we've got to, again, take up our authority over demons, over supernatural evil forces. We're given this authority in Scripture. I tell you, we're going to have to walk in deliverance ministry like Jesus did. I know there are so many people now are afraid to do anything like that because of threats of lawsuits and everything else. Trust me, the threats of not doing it are going to be much worse. We've got to grow on that. And we brought Father Mark over. It was a healing conference. The Lord had showed us how most, and I really believe this, most, not all, but I believe a majority of illnesses, especially cancer and things, have demonic roots. Does it mean that the person is demonized who has cancer? Well, it does mean somehow the devil is attacking them supernaturally and it is a demonic attack on them. We'll get into that. We've got to start walking in that authority, that deliverance authority again. We've got to grow in it. We've also got a government that, in my opinion, has gone insane, absolute madness. Our government right now, our federal government, is sending major resources to Nigeria so they can seal their northern border. We're sending resources to the Ukraine so they can seal their border. And they're not doing one thing about our southern border. Matter of fact, they're hindering the sealing of our border every way they can. They sued Arizona because they started to defend their own border, started trying to secure their own border because the federal government wouldn't do it. Our federal government sued them to shut them down from sealing the border. And the federal government didn't do anything to seal it. Listen, this is madness on a level I don't think a U.S. government has ever demonstrated before, what it is leaving open on our southern border. We have to start demanding our government leaders seal our border now. And I'm talking about from both parties, whoever your representatives are, we've got to say this is issue number one. Our president recently said in a speech his number one job was the defense of the American people. Well, the number one gate of hell that we're going to get hit through is our southern border, and he's doing nothing about that. He's actually hindering the securing of that border. That has to change, and it has to change now. We've got to demand this of our government. That government works for us, not the other way around. Not here in a republic. They work for us, and we've got to demand they do their job. This is the ultimate dereliction of duty or the ultimate treason if they do not seal our border. And they will be held accountable for those if they don't do it.
This is so, so important. Understand, it's a government by the people and for the people. So call your congressperson, your congress, your senator. Notify the White House. Say, you know, that's your job to keep our borders safe. And remember this, this is so important. We're going to talk more about this in our next program, so make sure you catch us. We're going to continue talking about this so that we can be prepared. But do not fall to the lie of the enemy that says, just because of the color of my skin is a certain color, I have the same heart as that person has. You know me by my fruit. You don't know me by the color of my skin. If you know me by the color of my skin, that's called racism. And we saw an instance happen where somebody had painted some terrible things over a particular train trestle, you know, brought up how this thing happened, and immediately people started making comments in social media about race, and they categorized an entire group of people based on the color of their skin and their nationality. God's called us as Christians to go make disciples of the nations. You know people by their fruit, not the color of their skin. This is what Dr. King says, judge a man by the content of his character, not by the color of his skin. So we have to remember, as Christians, you should not do that anyway. But make sure the enemy is trying to tempt a lot of people to put people in a category. And just because potentially, based on this prophetic dream, some people from Mexico who are Spanish descent may have, be doing this, not every Spanish person is like that. You know them by their fruit, and protect them and begin to walk together as a common people with Christ being in the center. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.